This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Armored vehicles and police cars are patrolling Geneva streets as the city faces heavy security ahead of today's meeting between the leaders of the United States and Russia. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin face off in about an hour, and their first meeting since Biden took office, with wide disagreements likely and expectations low for any breakthroughs. Both have said they hope their talks in a stately lakeside Geneva villa can lead to more stable and predictable relations, even though they remain at odds over many things, from arms control and cyber hacking to election interference in Ukraine. Relations have deteriorated for years, notably with Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea from Ukraine, its 2015 intervention in Syria, and U.S. charges denied by Moscow of its meddling in the 2016 election that brought Donald Trump to the White House. Israel mounted airstrikes in the Gaza Strip on Wednesday, the first since the end of 11 days of cross-border fighting last month, in response to incendiary balloons launched from the Palestinian territory. The flare-up, a first test for Israel's new government, followed a march in East Jerusalem Tuesday by Jewish nationalists that had drawn threats of action by Hamas, the ruling militant group in Gaza. The Israeli military said its aircraft attacked Hamas armed compounds in Gaza City and a southern town and was ready for all scenarios, including renewed fighting in the face of continued terrorist acts emanating from Gaza. The strikes, according to the military, came in response to the launching of the balloons, which the Israeli fire brigade reported caused 20 blazes in open fields and communities near the Gaza border. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The last time North Korean leader Kim Jong-un faced rumors about his health, it was because the North Korean leader walked with a cane, missed an important state anniversary, or panted for breath. Now the 37-year-old faces fresh speculation about his health because he looks noticeably thinner in state media images. Kim's health is a matter of intense global interest because he hasn't publicly anointed a successor to control his country advancing nuclear program targeting the United States if he's incapacitated. Some observers say Kim, who has weighed 308 pounds, likely has gone on a diet to improve health and may have lost about 22 to 44 pounds. Others say his chronic health problems might have worsened. Experts said his weight could increase the possibility of cardiovascular diseases. The UN's outgoing special envoy for Yemen expressed deep regret Tuesday that he failed to mediate a ceasefire and peace talks between Yemen's warring parties, but said he hoped the recent diplomatic effort by Oman would bear fruit. Martin Griffiths, who painted a bleak picture of the Arab world's poorest country, said his final briefing to the UN Security Council that Yemen is in the throes of the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Griffiths said Yemenis are forced to live under violence and security and fear, with limits to their freedom of movement, religion, and free expression. He blamed the lack of courage of leaders on both sides, the government and Houthi rebels, for failing to choose a path to peace over continuing conflict. Ethiopia's UN ambassador says Eritrean troops who have been fighting with this country forces in a war against the Tigray region's fugitive leaders will definitely leave soon. That would be welcomed by many, including the UN, whose humanitarian chief accused the Eritreans of using starvation as a weapon of war. The war in Tigray was the subject of an informal closed UN Security Council meeting. That's according to UNAID Chief Mark Lowcock, who warned that over 350,000 people were in famine conditions, with starvation deaths reported. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Tuesday unveiled a plan to address the threat of violence posed by white supremacists and militias 5 months after members of those groups joined in a deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. The White House released a 30-page plan for increased information sharing between federal and local officials and social media companies, additional resources to identify and prosecute threats, and new deterrents to prevent Americans from joining dangerous groups. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.